It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening. We are at Fort Sight Fieldhouse where the Lady Indians will be taking on the Versailles Lady Tigers, and the JV game will be coming up here very shortly. This is a week for the Lady Indians that's going to be pretty tough. They are taking on tonight a state runner-up last year with a lot of players returning in the varsity. And then on Saturday, they'll be taking on the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, who were state champions in Division 4 last year. Versailles was Division 3. So the two really tough teams, traditionally tough, and in the last several years, very, very tough. So it should be a monumental task for our Lady Indians tonight. Have been playing fairly well. Shots haven't been falling, but they've been playing well. So we'll see how this goes. This is going to be a real good way to tell if we're as good as we hope we are. So if you are still thinking about whether you're coming to the game, yes, come to the game. You want to be here to watch this varsity contest. We'll be bringing you the JV contest. That'll be coming up here very shortly. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back and kind of go over the starters and get things going on the JV game back in just a minute or two.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians will be taking on the Versailles Lady Tigers here in the JV contest. What we have here for the starters for Versailles will be a 5'6" sophomore, Kate Griesdorn, a 5'6" sophomore, Abby Stammen, a 5'11" sophomore, Emma George, a 6-foot sophomore, Kiera Pearson, and a 5'9" junior, Caitlin Marshall. And for the Indians, we will be looking at number 4, Grace Guggenbiller. She is 5'8" freshman. And Macy Day, number 13, a 5'1" junior. And 5'5" freshman, Aubrey Kanapke. And a 5'6" freshman, Marissa Garkey. And a 5'8" sophomore, Hope Wendell. So should be pretty good game here. I'm filling in here till we get regular guys here. I believe it'll be Reese Rogers and maybe Chase Bruns bringing to the action. But there, Reese has some baseball things he's working on, so he's not able to get here quite as soon as the game starts. But he'll be here fairly shortly. So it'll be Indians jumping it up. Will be Marissa Garkey. And for the Versailles Tigers, it'll be Emma George at 5'11". So mostly, well, three freshmen and a junior and a sophomore for the Indians. So tip goes to Kiera Pearson for the Lady Tigers. She gets it to Abby Stammen to Kate Griesdorn. Over to Emma George, to Stammen, to Emma George again. Down low to Caitlin Marshall, back out to George. We're in the right corner to Caitlin Marshall. And she's standing on the out-of-bounds line. So the Indians will get the ball. 6:37 left here in the third quarter. And Macy Day has it. Dribbles to the left, to the right, back to the top of the key. Knapke has it, and then back to Macy Day. She's down in the left corner, brings it out to the top of the key. Over to Guggenbiller in the left corner. She'll take a couple of dribbles, goes into Hope Wendell, and up and in. Very quick pass, very quick shot. And Indians lead 2-0 with 2:05 left here in quarter number one. It's Marshall with it for the Tigers. Out to Griesdorn. Griesdorn at the top of the key looking. She's just holding on the ball with Macy Day there. She gets it over to Kiera Pearson, 6-foot sophomore. She gets it, tries to go inside, and stolen by Grace Guggenbiller. She dribbles down court, gets it to inside, then goes back outside to Macy Day, misses a three-pointer. Rebound to the Tigers. They'll get it to Emma George down on the right side. Out to Stammen, to Pearson, back over in the left corner to Abby Stammen. And it will be a foul on the Indians' Aubrey Knapke. Her first, Indians' first. The officials tonight are Jeff Griesdorn and Amber Short. So very familiar with Jeff Griesdorn. He's officiated plenty of games for us. Shot up for the Tigers, misses, tipped away, and Hope Wendell gets it to Macy Day, out past the volleyball line, guarded by Kate Griesdorn. I'm sure very distant relation to Jeff, definitely not daughter or anything like that. Guggenbiller gets it inside to Hope Wendell, up and in. 4-0 Indians. It is Griesdorn over to Stammen, tries to go inside, gets it to Caitlin Marshall, back out to Stammen, shot up, no good, rebound, Pearson, up and in. 4-2 Indians, 4:38 here in the first quarter. Hope Wendell has it. The Tigers are putting on a little bit of a press, and she's kind of trapped over in the corner, double team. So Jeff Vaughn calls a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with him. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Hope Wendell will take it out. She'll get it to Macy Day. She's being guarded by Griesdorn. Still not across the center line. Now she is. And tipped away by Griesdorn. And she grabs it, but it's right on the line. So the ball will go back to the Indians. And Hope Wendell will again trigger it in. And it's into Macy. couple of dribbles, and she's across the center line, but again being guarded by Griesdorn. She goes down to the left wing, tries to go inside, and taken away by Emma George. She dribbles down, tries to go inside, and knocked away. It looks like we might have a foul on Grace Guggenbiller. So that's her first, team's second, and Whitley Rammel will come in to replace Guggenbiller. It'll be Versailles triggering it in, having a little trouble, gets it in, and it's back to George. She puts it up, no good. Rebound, Marissa Garkey. She'll bring it up. She's at the top of the key, dribbles to the left wing to Macy Day in the left corner. Dribbles up, gets it to Aubrey Kanapke, who is fouled by number 21, Abby Stumman, for Versailles Lady Tigers. Indians will take it out of bounds, and it'll be Hope Wendell keying it in. 3:52, she threw it into Kanapke, who had just turned to go to a different position. And Versailles takes it, goes down for a shot, misses, and rebound Indians. Goes to the left corner, tries to go inside, and stolen by the Tigers. Down to George and to Marshall on the at the top of the key. To Stammen on the left wing, over to Marshall down on the left corner. She gets it up top to George, who gets it over on the right wing to Katie Griesdorn. Shot up by Kiera Pearson, no good. Rebound Indians. Macy Day gets it to Hope Wendell at the top of the key. Back to Macy Day on the left wing. Up, three-pointer, no good. Usually a sure shot for Macy. Rebound, long rebound for Kiera Pearson for the Lady Tigers. She'll get it to Griesdorn. Griesdorn back to Pearson. Emma George has it at the top of the key. She gets it to Emma George, takes the shot, no good. Macy Day is coming down with it. Ahead to Garkey, up a little strong. Rebound Tigers. It'll be Griesdorn again. She brings it down, dribbles to the foul line. Over to George at the top of the key. To Pearson, back to Griesdorn. Griesdorn is dribbling around out at the top of the key now. And it's Emma George on the left wing, down to Pearson in the left corner. Tries to go inside to Marshall and gets away from her, out of bounds. We have a whole, pretty much a whole new Indians team in here now. I believe we got three subs, and we're going to take a quick timeout, and I'll try to figure out who's coming into the game. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
So for the Indians, it's going to be Elena Evers and Lily Luthold. Who else came in? Emma Colleague, along with Macy Day and Whitley Rammel, who were in before. Just over 2 minutes to go here. Indians lead 4-2 here in the first quarter. And Indians have it. It is Colleague in the left corner, tied up by Emma George. So it'll be alternate possession. It'll be Indians. Macy Day will trigger it in on our end of the court. So Macy looking, tries to get it in. Not in yet. Gets it into Elena Evers. Back to Macy in the left corner. She dribbles out to the left wing to the foul line. Gets it to Colleague on the right wing. Back out to Macy at the top of the key. She looks to try to get it in. Can't. Goes into Colleague in the left corner. Up, no good. Rebound for Schmidtmeyer for the Lady Tigers. And Dirksen back tries to go inside. Ball's loose and knocked out by the Versailles Lady Tigers. Minute 27 here in quarter number one. Indians lead 4-2, and it is Whitley Rammel getting it into Macy Day. No pressure. She picks up her dribble, gets it down in the corner to Leufold. She takes a shot from the left corner, no good. And Emma George with the rebound over to Griesdorn. She gets it down court to Dirksen. Back to Griesdorn. She takes a three-pointer from the right wing, no good. Rebound Indians, just under a minute now. Whitley Rammel with the rebound to Macy Day, to Colleague way out on the right wing, to Lily Leufold at the top of the key, to Colleague on the right wing again. She'll dribble back to Macy Day at the top of the key now. She's being harassed by, looks like Abby Pettigene. Tries to go inside, knocked away, and Indians touched it last. Versailles will trigger it in, and it'll be Dirksen. That's Kerry Dirksen, K-E-R-I Dirksen, triggering in, and she'll get it in, guarded by the Indians with a full court press, gets it into Griesdorn, breaks the press pretty easily, goes all the way down, no good on the layup, and Gruby now in the game. Faith Gruby with the rebound. She gets it to Macy Day. 25 seconds. We may play for the last shot, but we'll have to see how that goes. Macy Day at the top of the key to Leufold. Throws it to her foot and over and back on the Indians. So 14 seconds left here, and it will be Versailles' ball. And it's going to be Kerry Dirksen going to inbound it for the Lady Tigers. She gets it into Marshall, down on the right side, into Griesdorn, streaking toward the basket, and scores, and we're tied at four, 5 seconds here. It is Aubrey Konapke brings it up, shoots a long one, no good, and out of bounds. And that's the end of quarter number one. We played a quarter, and we're tied at four.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where it's Lady Indians taking on the Versailles Lady Tigers. It's going to be a good one in the varsity game. Our girls are playing pretty well this year in the two games we've played, but haven't made a lot of shots. But that will come, and I hope it starts tonight, because they're playing a very tough opponent. The number two team in the state last year, runner state runners-up, had a good chance to win that game against Afrocentric, but just came a little short. So very tough team, and they'll be coming up here very shortly. We'll be simulcasting WPGW for that game. So second quarter starts, Versailles ball, and it will be Griesdorn getting it over into the corner to Stammen. Stammen back up to the top to Dirksen. Dirksen to Griesdorn. Back over to Stammen. Griesdorn on the left wing. Down to Emma George. She goes up, takes a shot, no good. And rebound Indians. We're tied at four early in the second quarter. We have a three-point shot. Macy Day up just off the rim. No good. And it'll be Indians ball. I think they may have called a foul there. So it's Indians. Macy Day triggering the ball in to Grace Guggenbiller. She'll turn, try to go for a shot, and loses the ball and bumps the Versailles player. So it'll be Versailles' ball out of bounds. We have Kate Griesdorn bringing the ball up for the Lady Tigers. I'm joined here now by Reese Rogers and Chase Bruns. How are you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad.
Good. Like to hear that. So Indians early in the, just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're still tied at four. We played pretty well, but haven't done what we should have. But we're doing fine. Emma George with the ball tries to get it back out to Griesdorn, and she gets it over to Dirksen up and in, and the Lady Tigers now lead 6-4. It's Aubrey Konecki gets it to Macy Day, to Garkey, down to Hope Wendell in the left corner. She goes back out to the top to Konecki. Over in the corner to Macy Day. Macy gets it up to Hope Wendell at the top of the key. Shot up. Off the backboard, no good. And rebound by Griesdorn for the Lady Tigers. She'll bring it down. And dribbling out past the volleyball line. She'll get it to Abby Stellman. Back over to Griesdorn on the right wing now. She's trying to look inside. Dribbles two into the lane. Gets it over to... missed who that was, 22, so that's Braun, and up and in, 8-4 is the score, and Indians down by four now. They were leading 4-2, Versailles with six straight points now. Macy Day has it, Hope Wendell at the top of the key, down in the corner to Garkey. She puts it up, off the rim, no good, or off the backboard, no good, and rebound by Griesdorn. She goes inside to George, and that's up and in. And that's 10-4 now. And that is eight quick points. Scored two right at the end of the first quarter and three here in the first two and a half minutes of the second quarter. We go inside to Whitley Rammel. Up and good. 10-6 now with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And again, it will be Griesdorn bringing the ball up. She'll be guarded by Macy Day. Over on the right to Dirksen. Dirksen down in the corner. She'll get it to Stammen. She goes up, layup, no good. Rebound, George, up and in. 12-6 the score now. About 3:40 left here in quarter number two. And Macy Day gets it over to Hope Wendell. Hope to Macy Day on the left wing. Garkey in the left corner. Hope Wendell up at the top of the key. Garkey on the left wing, down to Macy Day in the left corner. Three-pointer up, off the rim again. Usually Macy is deadly, and she's missed all four of her three-point shots. Rebound for Tigers. They bring it down, and calling a foul on Hope Wendell. So looks like for the Indians, they're going to bring in a couple of players with... I believe it will be Colleague and Gruby, I believe. So, nope, Colleague and Luthold have come in for the Lady Indians. And now Elena Evers is in for Aubrey Konecki. So, Sales tries to get it inside. Fought away, finally come up with it again. And it will be Stallman out at the top of the key. She gets it to Subler, to George, back up to Subler, down to George or Pearson in the left corner, up to Subler on the top of the key. Marshall, Stallman gets it over to, can't read the number. Number 11, that's Subler with a two-pointer. So it's 14-6, Lady Tigers. And it's Colleague now with the ball on the left wing to Luthold, to Macy Day in the left corner. She'll dribble to the top of the key, gets it to Evers, to Colleague on the right wing. She dribbles it out, gets it to Macy Day out past the volleyball line, down to Luthold in the left corner. gets it into Whitley Rammel. Over to Elena Evers. She'll put it up off the rim. No good. Rebound for the Tigers for Marshall. And she'll get it to Stammen. Stammen inside to Braun. Shot up, no good. It'll be a foul. We'll send it over to Reese and Chase here.
Boothold will pass in Heat Day, 14-6. For sales on top. Mace will give it over to Faith in the corner. For Kyle will put it up, no good. Rebound Evers up and good. 2-point basket, Lane Evers.
Diamond will bring it up the court for Versailles. Down for winning 14-8 with 1:40 left in the second quarter. Stammen has it up top. Passes it over to Pearson at the top of the key. Now over to Marshall. Marshall holds it on out top. Now swings it over to Braun. Braun looks inside. Now swings it over to Subler. Subler has it. Versailles really looking inside right now. Pass goes over to Stammen. Stammen enters it in to Marshall. Marshall will put it over her left shoulder. Up and good.
So that gives the score 16-8. Versailles still has the lead. They will bring it across half court. They will give it over to Luthold. Luthold looking around, gives it over to Cog. Cog over to Day in the corner. Day looking around. 56 seconds left here in the second quarter. Over to Luthold. Luthold looking around. Gives up top of Day over to Cog. Cog will get a screen by Evers. Cog picks up a dribble. Gets in Evers. Stolen away. She gets it back. Cog up to Day. 35 seconds left here in the second. Day calling out play. Gives over to Collig. Collig gets it stolen away.
By Pearson and Versailles. She pushes up court to Stammen. Stammen dribbles down the right side of the court. Now we'll bring it back out top. Guarded by Emma Collig. Stammen calls out the play. Still dribbling at the top of the key. Now swings it over to Pearson. Pearson has it at the top. Now swings it over to Marshall. Marshall over to Braun. Braun looks inside, nothing there, swings it over to Subler on the right. Now enters it inside to Pearson. At the buzzer, it counts the bucket. 18-8, Versailles leads it. And that'll do it for your first half, so we'll be back after this.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, 18-8 our score. And I am joined here alongside Chase Brum. Chase, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I mean,
what I've seen so far, Chase, is
I mean, we've been getting good-looking shots, but we just nothing's falling. And Versailles sticking down there, and they're using their height advantage, and they're getting in the paint. And, I mean, like you said a few times, just going over their shoulder, putting it in easy. And, we don't have the real height advantage, I'd have to say, but, I mean, we just got to stop the inside.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of it, but from what I saw, yeah, they definitely are using their height advantage that they have inside, and they're really trying to look inside the whole possession, and it's been working for them. And offensively for us, we just got to keep getting good shots. I mean, they're going to fall eventually, but we got to somehow stop their bigs inside, and I don't know if that'll come with front of the post here in the second half or what, but we'll see.
Yep, so we got about 7 minutes left in halftime. Coming up after this will be the varsity, and we'll actually give it over to Rob Weaver and his staff. I mean, he does a great job, so it should be a pretty good game. And, I mean, like Neil was saying earlier in the broadcast, this is going to be a test for the Indians. I mean, you come here, take on Versailles, which is not, I mean, not an easy task, and then go get home for Ottawa. Who do they have, Ottawa? Ottawa Glendorf on Saturday. So, I mean, those are two. I mean, it's going to be a test for Coach Patch and the Indians. I know they've struggled scoring, but somebody's got to step up and make some baskets for Mr. Patch. So we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back after this here at halftime. 18-8, Versailles up.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fort Sac Fieldhouse. Indians down 10. About 4 minutes left here in the half time. Leading scorer chase for the Indians. I mean, the only one that scored on the board is Hope Wendell, and she has four. So I'd have to say she's probably has to be the leading scorer for the Indians so far.
Yeah, only putting up 8 in the first half, so even if we double that in the second half, we'll still be down, so we got to find some offense somewhere in the second half.
Yeah, so it's not a whole lot. I don't know. This is my first girls game here, so I have no clue about the past. I know they beat Walpock and lost to Crestview, so like I said, this will be a test night for the Lady Indians. Coming up tomorrow, our boys are at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast you that one. Saturday, the girls will host Ottawa Glendorf, JV at noon, WPGW simulcast, and then the boys will travel over to Jay County. WPGW will have that one. Next week, girls will host Parkway and another MAC. team matchup. Fort Cover Radio will bring that one. And then Friday, the boys will take on the Panthers. And tomorrow, I mean, the boys, Chase, I mean, you haven't watched them, have you, one yet?
No, they played one game against Selfish Jefferson. They played well. One big, but now they're going to come up with two tough tests against Versailles and Jay County this weekend, so we're looking to get two more wins there.
Yeah. I mean, I heard TD dropped 25, so that's a good start for him, and Knapp, he had 13, so, I mean, that's good. Those are the, I mean, really two people Coach Bayshore's really had to rely on, especially PD, but Grant coming off a okay year last year, I mean, steps up this year. I mean, this could be a not bad varsity team with Judy and Derek Judy and Petey and Clay and Noah Lawrence. I mean, that's a decent names that you have to say, Chase. I mean,
yeah,
he has weapons. They just got to figure it out.
Yeah, you got two guys that are very capable scorers and very good athletes, and Petey and Grant, and then you got Noah and Blaine, the bigs inside. I mean, they got a chance to put together a pretty good year, so I'm excited to see what they bring to the floor.
We're going to take one more quick break before the start of the second half here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians will get first possession of the ball. Knappy will get in today. Indians are down 18-8. Just starting the second half. Day will bring across half court. Versailles will stay in their zone. Gives over to Guggenbill. Guggenbill will drive baseline. Tries to get to Evers. Stolen away.
Stolen away by Stahman. She gives it up to Pearson. Now over to George. George brings it up and has it on the top of the key, guarded by Macy Day. George picks up her dribble. Now over to Pearson. Pearson passes it over to Subler. Subler up top to Marshall. Marshall has it on the left elbow. We got a foul underneath, away from the ball. It'll be on the Indians. Macy Day. So Versailles will inbound it underneath the basket. George to inbound. She gives it up to Pearson at the top. She puts it up. No good. Rebound by George. And she will get fouled. So that'll put George at the line, shooting two shots.
That was an awful easy offensive board there.
And George will get her first. She puts it up, and no good. 6:22 left in the third. George has 4 points for the Lady Tigers. She'll get her second. And it's up and good. That'll give her 5 for the game, 19-8. Lady Tigers lead.
Hope will get in today. They will bring her along.
across half court. 19-8, Versailles on top. They were dribbling around. It's around, it's over to Dugenbiller. Dugenbiller gets double teamed in the corner, gets finds Day underneath, gets over to Evers. Evers will get stuffed and will stay with the Indians. Not bad looking play right there, Chase. Just get underneath the Evers and hopefully she can put it in.
Yeah, Coach Jeff Vaughn wanted to get run a set there, try to get the offense in the flow.
Evers will put it up, no good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. She puts it up, no good. And it
rebounded by Pearson. She gives it over to Grace Dorn. Grace Dorn will push it up the right side of the court. Now gives it up to Stommen. Stommen looks inside again. That is Marshall. She puts it up, no good. We're going to have over the back on Pearson over Sales. So the ball will go over to the Lady Indians.
Hope Wendell will trigger it in today. Day will bring it across half court. Day looking around. Day will try again to Hope Wendell loses it. Go the other way.
Ball to Stommen. Now she passes it over to Grease Arm to a wide open Marshall underneath the basket for 2 points.
And they will bring it up for the Indians. 21-8. Indians down 5-16 left here in the third. Gugenbo gets trapped in the corner, then will be tripped up. It'll be a foul on the Tigers. The foul will be on number Marshall. Her first, team second. Whitley Ram will check back in for the Indians for Gugenbiller. Knappy will get in to Evers up top today. Day will buy up a three. Deep, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Grease Dorn pushes it up the right side of the court. She's guarded by Day. Now Grease Dorn crosses over to Pearson. Pearson over to Stommen in the left corner. Now she gets it inside to Marshall. Kicks it out to Pearson at the top. Long two, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Versailles. And the ball will go back to the Lady Indians.
Where's Sabarki? Check back in for Delaney Evers. Hope Wendell will get it in today. 4:52 left here in the third quarter. Day will give it over to Wendell on the right side. Gets up top to Knappy over the left side. Garkey to the corner. Day will dribble all the way back up top. Gives over to Hope. Hope over to Knappy. Over to Garkey. Back to Knappy. Over to Hope Wendell again. Up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Decent look, just for sales length, getting to the Indians a little bit. Still searching for their first points of the second half. Grease Dorn has it up top, guarded by Whitley Rammel. Ball goes over to Stommen on the right wing. She looks inside, nothing there. Now ball swung all the way over to Pearson in the corner. Now inside to 24 George. She puts it up, no good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. 4:10 left in the third quarter. George inbound underneath their own bucket. He forces it inside, ball tipped away, but came up with by Marshall. Marshall gets it out to Stommen, and she'll reset. She has it up top, guarded by Knapke. Ball goes over to George, now over to Marshall. Marshall in the left corner. Now up to Grease Dorn. Grease Dorn will reset the offense once again. Now ball passes over to Stommen. Stommen inside, now back out to George. Her three's no good. Ball is tipped out again by Versailles, so the ball will go back to the Indians.
A few subs for the Tigers. 21-8 with 3:44 left in the third quarter. Hope Wendell will get it in today. They will dribble it up. They cross half court. Gives over to Wendell. To the corner, Garkey will get back to Wendell on the cut, get out to Garkey, and she'll travel. She'll go the other way. So Versailles will get back.
21-8, your score. Ball goes into Stommen. She'll walk it up for the Versailles Tigers. Stommen has it at the top of the key, guarded by Macy Day. Now ball goes over to Grease Dorn. Indians showing a little 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Dirksen, now up top to Stommen. Stommen swings it to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer gets it inside to Dirksen. She'll shoot the 10-footer, no good. Ball's loose, come up with by Knapke.
Knapke will take it, loses it, and Versailles will get back.
And that is Schmidtmeier taking it the other way. She'll put up a shot and get fouled, so she'll head to the line for two shots. Kanapke just bring the ball up, kind of loses it, and
yeah,
right into the hands of Schmidtmeier. So 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Indians down by 13. Schmidtmeier at the line, shoots her first one. Off the back, no good.
Elaine Evers and Newfold will check back in for the Indians for Kanapke and Wendell.
Schmidtmeier will get one more. It's up and no good again. Rebounded by, we're going to have a jump ball. It's a quick jump ball, but the possession stays with the Lady Tigers. Schmidtmeier will inbound underneath their own basket. She gets it into Griesdorn. Griesdorn in the corner thinks about a three. Now drives middle. We're going to have an illegal screen on Schmidtmeier Versailles. So Indians going to break there, and they're going to look to try to get their first points of the half.
Evers will get it in today. 21-8, Indians still scoreless in the second half. Over to Garkey, finds Evers on cut. Evers will put up no good, rebounded by the Tigers.
Thought that was it.
Yeah.
Ball over to Stammen. She pushes upside the right, up the right side of the court. Now over to Schmidtmeier, now over to Dirksen. Swings it all the way around to Griesdorn. Griesdorn back up top to Schmidtmeier. Now over to Stammen, back to Schmidtmeier at the top. Now over to Griesdorn. A lot of passing going on against this 2-3 zone the Indians are showing. Ball's loose, and it'll be out of bounds, so it'll go back to the Indians.
A few subs here for the Tigers. Evers will inbound it today. They'll bring it up. Cross half court. Garkey will find Evers on another cut. Back to Garkey up top to Day. Day will
in there.
The three, no good. Rebounded by, tipped around. Garkey comes up with it, finds Evers. Evers to Rammel. Put up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Day. Day
there
will
we
be, go up and be fouled. So Day will go to the line shooting two. Foul be on number 12. Schmidtmeier, her second.
Solid looks. I mean, yeah, they're just not falling.
Mace will go line shooting two. First one off is good. Makes a score 21-9.
It's a good way to get back in the ballgame, try to get to the foul line here. Yeah. So
looks like Groovy's going to check in for Ramble.
I thought she had to, I don't know. She come in.
Cool.
Groovy sub in.
Yeah. Day will put for second is good. And Collins will check in for Day.
Stammen will bring it the other way for Versailles. Guarded by Emma Collins. Still in their 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Batten. Batten goes over to Stammen. Now up top to Subler. Swings it over to Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier in the left wing. We're going to have a timeout for sales. So we'll take one with them, and we'll be back after this.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just
just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
And we're back here for Sag Fieldhouse, 21-10, Indians down. And Versailles will inbound it in front of their bench.
Ball will be inbounded to Stammen. Stammen swings it over to Schmidtmeyer, now over to Batten. Batten over to Schmidtmeyer, now skips it all the way over to Subler. Subler on the left wing, guarded by Faith Gerby. Almost gets away with a steal. Now ball up to Stammen, back to Subler, now over to Batten in the left corner. Versailles swinging around the arc. Taking their time. Almost a minute left in the third quarter. Subler has it up top. Now over to Stammen. Versailles stalling against this 2-3 zone.
And keep away.
Yeah. And they might as well just hold it.
I mean they could do this all day. To them.
Subler has it over Schmidtmeyer. Now, there's the Indians get a break. We got a attempt at a skip pass, and it goes way out of bounds, so Indians come away with a turnover.
So Luthor will inbound it to Sub. Hope Wendell will check in for Evers, while Luthor will toss in to Colleague. Colleague will cross half court, gets screened by Luthor. Over to Garkin in the left corner. He finds Hope inside, and there he'll be fouled. She'll go line shooting two. Indians are finally getting. I'm not sure if they went to line the first half. I don't know.
I missed a lot of it. So
Hope will go line shooting too.
I think they were in that same play they did last possession.
Yeah,
for Hope.
Hope, the first one is good. So makes the score 21-11 with 43 seconds left here in the third quarter. Hope Wendell will get her second. She has five on the night so far. Count six. So
Indians chipping away a little bit. 21-12, 40 seconds left in the third. I think the Indians need to start pressuring them a little bit. That's a travel. No call. Stammen up top over to Subler. Subler inside to Dirksen. Dirksen kicks it out to Stammen. Stammen enters it inside to Batten. She double dribbled again, I think. Now over to Subler. Subler has it on the left wing. Now inside to Dirksen. Dirksen steps out to the corner. Now over to Stammen. Stammen swings it to Schmidtmeyer. 13 seconds left. Versailles going for one shot. Subler checks from deep. No good. Indians. I'd call it a timeout. Gosh, dang it. Indians turn it over. Back to Subler. Subler the other way with 1 second. Over to Schmidtmeyer for three at the buzzer. No good. Indians down 21-12 after three. We'll take a break and be back after this.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Fort Tuck Fieldhouse. Indians are down 21-12. I think that is the very first time I've ever heard a Tin Cupboard or commercial thing on here. I think it might be the very first.
We got some new ones,
I guess. Because I haven't heard that one yet, so. So, start the fourth. Kanapke, Day, Rammel, Guggenbiller, and Garkey. Day will Give it over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller find Rammel. Rammel then go left-handed and then try to pass off. She should have just went up with it, and it will go back to the Tigers. Indians are down 9.
Ball goes into Stammen. Stammen brings it the other way. Walks it up the court. Indians remain in the 2-3 zone. Ball gets swung over to George. Now back to Stammen. Now over to Greaves going to left wing. Back up top to Stammen. Now it's inside to George. She got fouled, but the ball's loose. Back to Stammen. Stammen drives. And we'll have a reach in on Knapke for recovery, I believe. Nope, that's on Macy Day. It gets her second. George will inbound for Versailles. She gets it into Greaves during the left corner. She drives middle, now kicks it out to Stammen. And that's a travel, so Indians get another turnover. Looking to chip away at this lead. So Knapke will get it into Day. 6:26 here left in the fourth. Day will pick up a dribble, give it over to Knapke to the corner to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller then find Rammel. Rammel will give it out to Garkey. Garkey will give it out to Day on the right side. Day will try to drive baseline, and it'll be a timeout. Coach Vaughn, and we'll be back right after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, 21-12. Indians are down. And we're having a little trouble with the scoreboard. So, and we're good. So, Guggenbiller inbound it underneath the basket for the Indians. Guggenbiller looking around. 3 seconds, four. She better get in. Over to Garkey, up to Day. Day will then drive middle with her left hand. Whoa. Up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Garkey. Garkey will bring it back out to Day. Day looking around, with bringing it up to Knapke. Knapke loses the first set, gives it to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will then pull up a 15-footer up and go. 2-point basket. Grace Guggenbiller.
Versailles lead down to 7. Ball gets tipped away. Indians, ball's on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow, don't know, because the scoreboard is
with the Tigers.
Not working.
So Tigers will keep it.
Bailey Braun checks in for the Lady Tigers. Shout out, that's my cousin, by the way.
I mean, you're cousins with anyone around here, I can't lie. That's your dad's side, doesn't
it? Nope, my mom's. Braun inbounds it to Stammen. Stammen swings it over to Greasedorn. Greasedorn has it up top. Now back to Stammen. Don't know what they're doing. Now over to Pearson. Now up top to Stammen. Stammen looks inside and swings it over to Braun. Braun over to Pearson. Pearson skips to Greasedorn. She'll put up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound, Garkey. Garkey will bring it up. 5:20 left in the fourth. Indians down 7. Day will get it. Day will then drive baseline up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Rebounded by Pearson. Pearson gives it to Greasedorn. She'll walk it up for the Tigers. Indians still in the 2-3 zone.
I'm not sure last time Versailles scored. It hasn't been this.
It's been a while.
This quarter, so Indians doing pretty well on defense.
Oh, Braun passes it right to Fort Recovery. Garkey will take it the other way.
Garkey will then take it all the way, pull up, and will be fouled. Wow, that's
that's a generous call. I'd say jump ball, but yeah, I think she just took it from her, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And Garkey will go to the line shooting two. So
shooting foul two.
I mean, Indians have been playing up a fight here in the second half. First one up,
hit the rough.
I feel like it. First one up is good. So cuts lead. I mean, 6 points, Chase. I mean, Indians are on what?
Six and seven. On a run, I mean.
Yeah. Garkey will get her second. Hits her up again.
Man. Good.
Rebounded by Pearson. Pearson almost throws it out of bounds. Ball's loose. And you got a jump ball.
And we'll stay with the Indians.
Oh, man. Here comes a comeback. And Versailles is going to want a timeout if they ever get to her. And, yes, they do. So, Indians are on the lead. 15-21. Still down six, but on the way to come back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And the Indians will get in, turn it over to Versailles, and she'll go up. Oh, that'll be on Macy Day.
So, Greasdorn will go to the line, shooting two.
To that turnover by the Indians. 4:38 left in the fourth. Greasdorn's first one is up and good.
Yeah, this has to be the very first time they scored this.
This quarter. Greasdorn will get one more. Second one's up and off the back, no good. Rebounded by Garkey. Garkey will give it up to Macy. They will cross half court, gives it into Rammel, get past. Nice pass. Rammel will give it over to Guggenbill. Guggenbill loses it, gets it back. We'll find it today. They will shoot a 15-foot block.
Oh, yeah.
Rammel will go up and be fouled. So Rammel will go to the line shooting two. And these have been getting to the line. That's been their scoring so far. This second half is getting to the line. I mean, that's not a bad way to do it. So,
yeah.
So Rammel. Goal line shooting two.
Somebody had a basket in there. It's been a lot of free throws, but someone hit. Who was that?
Holy cow, Whitley.
Short.
Whitley. It's okay. I did my first time shooting a free throw in varsity game. Whitley's
so
it's okay. Oh, yeah. It was at home, too. It was bad. I mean, Brady had the joke with me with that for God knows how long, so.
Oh, man. I'm sure I'd fuse my fair share of airballed shots in my day.
Graham will fire up her second.
No good. Rebounded by Pearson. Pearson over to Stommen. Stommen gets stolen away by Willie, but knocked out of bounds off her hand, so it'll stay with the Lady Tigers.
22-15, 4:13 left here in the fourth quarter.
Emma George will inbound it to Greasdorn. Greasdorn will hold it on top. 4 minutes left in the game. Indians down seven. Greasdorn up top, guarded by Collard. Greasdorn hands off Stommen, tipped away by Macy. She's going to get up a steal. Fast break, opportunity, puts it up, and nice. Good. Nice play by Macy Day right there. Indians cut it to five. Greasdorn brings it the other way. Being chased down by Emma Collard. Greasdorn goes all the way to the rim, puts it up, no good in there. And a great rebound by Willie. I love the elbows there. I love them.
Guggenbill will have it. Try to find Willie. Stolen away. Come back the other way.
George will give it over to Greasdorn. She'll
hold it out top.
Just under 3.5 left. Ball goes over to George. Now over to Pearson in the corner. Back over to George. No one's guarding her. She'll shoot the three and good.
and she looks like she has never made a three in her life. Did you see her?
Yeah.
She was excited. As she should be. They extend the late lead to 8. 25-17.
They will get a little Gugenbauer, then give it over to a colleague. Colleague will fire for three, no good. Rebound by Groovy. Gives it over to Day. Over to colleague again. Back to Day. Day will drill a middle. Give it over to Gugenbauer. Gugenbauer look inside to Ramel. Not there. Then tipped away.
Timeout.
Gets it back. And it'll be timeout.
Oh,
wow.
Just barely. I don't know about that, but we'll take it.
We'll take a break here at Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
And we're back here. Fort Sac Fieldhouse. Indians down only 8. 25-17. So Indians have been on a little run. Had a lot of free throws. And Indians will take out under their own basket. 2:48 here in the fourth quarter. Coming up after this will be the varsity game. We'll give it over to Rob Weaver. Luthor will get it into Groovy up to Day. Day will fire
up a
NBA three up.
Yeah.
Good.
5-point game. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Coach Baum will put on the press.
We got pressure. Stommen will break the press. Over to Pearson. Back to Stommen. Stommen has it up top, guarded by Collig. Stommen will dribble across the arc. Now over to Griesdorn. Griesdorn on the left wing. Guarded by Day. Now the ball swung over to Pearson. Pearson has it in the corner. Now double teamed. Oh, almost a steal by Luthold, but George comes up with it. Now swings over to Griesdorn for a wide open three, and it's good.
That's a killer.
I mean, that three in the last one, they're shots that we have to give up to try to get back in the game, but you got to tip your hat to Versailles. Just knocking them down.
Indians down 8 now. Day will get it over to Groovy. Back up to Day. Tipped away. Day will get it back. Versailles will stay in their zone. Finds Whitley Ramel. Tipped, and it will should stay with the. Oh!
I think a fair call. I think it was off
face. No, he called. Griesdorn's going to change it.
That was off face and knee, but.
But Griesdorn changes it. Give it to us. Come on. Oh. Overrule. No overrule there.
I knew it. I seen it. Indians with a little pressure. Ball over to Grease. Don't you pick up a dribble. Now over to George. George over to Stommen. And we're going to have a foul on Day. Probably not a good foul because it's probably going to be close to a 10-second.
Yeah.
So Versailles will try it again. Full court pressure by the Indians. George will inbound. She'll look deep. Nothing there. Almost a 5-second count. Ball gets into Pearson. Now over to Stommen.
Same front.
Stommen drills down the left side of the court. Now it'll be double.
Oh, that's over back.
Yes, sir. And have it over and back on Versailles. Ball will go over to the Indians. Versailles looks a little shaky against his pressure. I mean, maybe we should have tried it earlier.
Knapke will get in today. Day will cross the timeline. Day will give it back over to Knapke. Knapke top of the key will give it over to Groovy, over to Day. Day will get trapped in the corner. And
holy foul.
And
not a smart foul at all.
No way. So Day will go line shooting 1-1. If the Indians started off a little quicker in the first quarter, I mean, this game would be...
Yeah, they would probably be winning right now. So
from what I saw, we're playing a lot better here in the second half than the first. First one's up and is good. Remember, coming up after this, we'll give it over to Rob Weaver for the varsity. And then tomorrow, the boys will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. They will put the second up and no good, rebounded by the Tigers.
Ball be knocked out of bounds by Day. Good hustle by Day. Versailles will... inbound again. Full court press stays on by the Indians. Minute 25 left. Indians down 7. George inbounds to Stommen. Stommen guarded by Day. Here comes another trap. Stommel will break it now over to Griesdorn. Griesdorn across half court. And she'll reset. 1:15 left.
Well, I'm guessing
Griesdorn is fouled by Kanapke. And that'll be 1-1. So Griesdorn will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Versailles up 7 here in the fourth quarter. Griesdorn at the line. She'll put up the front end and off. Nope. That's it. I was guessing. By the luck of it. Her first one is in. 29-21, Versailles leads. Griesdorn will get one more. And that one's up and off the back. Rebounded by Kanapke. Kanapke will take it. To get over to Willie Ram on that.
That's going to be off Willie's hand.
Nope, it's staying with the Indians.
I didn't see it.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see
it. Looked like it was off Willie's hand. Kanapke will inbound it under. Chrome basket goes in today. Day will give it over to Garkey. We got to do something. Gives over to Day. 1 minute left here. Indians down 8. Day will pop a wild shot up and good.
Heck of a shot there.
29-23. Indians will put on the pressure.
They were pressuring before they even took out of bounds.
Ball goes into Griesdorn. We got a foul. Griesdorn still dribbling around.
Oh.
And we got a timeout.
Timeout.
By Versailles. So we'll take one with them here on Fort Covering Internet Radio.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Fort Sank Fieldhouse. Indian girls taking on the Lady Tigers. JV matchup. Remember, coming up right after this, we'll give it over to Rob Weber for the varsity game. 29-23. Tigers get it in and will be fouled by Groovy. So, I don't know who it is, but
Griesdorn.
Griesdorn will go to line.
At the line, shooting 1-1.
Day will check in for Leufold.
Only a two-possession game here. 29-23, so we need a miss.
Griesdorn will get her first one. That one's up and good. Makes that 30-23 with 40 seconds left in the game. Griesdorn will put up her second one. And that one's out. Rebounded by Garkey. Garkey will give it over to Ramel today. They will bring up fast. 30-23, and she'll find Groovy underneath. Tipped away, and it'll be a Josh ball.
It's going to get over sales.
Yep, so see what Vaughn will keep up the press. 27 seconds left here. 30-23.
Ball gets into Stommen. Tipped away. Ball's loose.
It's going to be a jump ball again. This time it'll go to the Indians. So Indians will have another possession here. Kanapke will inbound it on their own hoop. Have a box set into the corner, tipped away.
Right to Versailles.
Yep, and now travels.
Double dribble.
I didn't say it.
I don't know.
Ball will be. We'll go over to the Indians. Kanapke will look and find Day. Day will pop a shot.
Oh, she's out.
So she'll go to the line shooting two.
Next time the girls will be in action after this will be home against Ottawa Glendorf Saturday at noon. Next time we'll be on air will be tomorrow night as the boys will take on Tigers at Versailles. They will put the first up and good. So it makes the score 30-24. 18 seconds left. They will get her second. Puts up and is good. So
maybe another turnover. Yeah, just foul right away.
Yeah, just foul right now before the time starts.
Oh my goodness. Foul. I think they're trying, but
yeah, I mean, Coach Vonzi on black, so. So it'll be a foul on Faith Gruby.
7 seconds going off the clock here without a foul.
So Grease Dome will go to the line shooting 1-1. First one up and good.
Makes it 31-25, 11 seconds left. Grease Dome will get her second one. That one's up and good.
Makes the score 32-25 and Ian's down. 10 seconds left. Knappy will bring up. Try to go mill. Tips away. Gets it back. Yeah, finds Garkey. Garkey will fire it over to Gruby in the corner.
Shoot it.
A public shot. Short. And that'll be ball game. Indians fall to the Tigers. We'll be back at this. Talk about right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians, JV loses a tough one, Chase. I mean, if they would have got off to a better start, I would have to say they would be either, it would be a way closer game at the end than what is now. I mean, Indians put up a fight here in the second half. I mean, they scored, 17 points. So, I mean, that's not a bad second half for Coach Braun after a struggling start.
Yeah, I didn't see much of the first quarter, but it looks like 8 points in the first half. He started off slow on offense, actually outscoring Versailles in the second half, 17-16. So it's good to see them fighting their way back in the second half and improving from the first half to the second half. Even the first game of the year, I watched them. They've been improved so much from then. So I think they'll be all right. So let's recover from this one and get the next one.
Yep, and the next time girls will be on the court will be Otto Glendorf. So we're actually going to end it here. We're going to send it over to Rob Weaver for the varsity competition. That was the JV game, 32-25. Indians on the losing end. We'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The Holiday. holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayden Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH-approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.